Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
As you've been hearing in the news bulletin there, Gardaí investigating the disappearance of a three-year-old boy who went missing 4 years ago have discovered skeletal remains during a search of wasteland in Donabate in North Dublin. Detectives believe the remains are of a missing child named as Daniel Arabos. He would now be 7 years of age. He had not been seen for over 4 years and was only discovered missing after the Department of Social Protection alerted Tuzla to irregularities in an application for child support payments. As a result of Daniel's disappearance, a review was requested on the number of children whose cases were closed during the COVID-19 pandemic and are subject to a well-being check. That number now has been revised upwards from 38,000 to 42,000, with Tuzla confirming this evening that the provisional number of children encompassed by the wellness checks is currently at 42,552 children. Well, for reaction, I'm joined in studio now by Tanya Ward, who's Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, you're very welcome to the programme on a very sad day. On a very sad day.
It really is.
And what a devastating conclusion to this search in Donabate.
Yeah. It's devastating and it's disturbing. And I know for his family, for Daniel's family and the people that loved him and for the services that worked with him, it's really disturbing. But I also know it'll give people some peace, because I think what most of us find very hard in a country that values childhood is that a child could go missing for nearly 4 years. And with all the systems we have in place, with the agencies and the education system we have in place and the amount of people that work to support children and young people, it's shocking a child could go missing for that length of time.
Yeah. And that poor boy, may he rest in peace now, and the poor family, your thoughts are with them. But that question you raise, how does a child who is within the system, so to speak, go missing? I mean, how does that happen, do we know?
I mean, this is the big question that needs to be answered in relation to Daniel's case. And I know that Tuzla is conducting a review of its dealings with his family. And they've been upfront, I think, with the interactions they had with his family to date. But obviously big questions in relation to Daniel's case, particularly because it happens during COVID. And it's a time when we closed all our services, really. They all operated on a reduced level, and actually our families weren't in contact with each other either, so grandparents, aunts, uncles didn't see children for even not only months but for years, and that all could potentially have had an impact in this particular case. But look, I do have deeper questions about our child protection system. We are in Children's First Awareness Week, really important, because it's getting that message out that child protection is everyone's business. And that's one of the messages I'm taking actually from Daniel's case, is that if you remember, it's the Department of Social Protection that makes the referral to Tuzla, that they pick up the irregularities and Tuzla is able to work out that there's something serious in relation to Daniel's case. And there's something we need to learn about that, about the importance of different systems working together to make sure and identify when a child is at risk.
Working coherently. And those questions should be addressed, you'd imagine. We're going to go back to the Tuzla review and the children who are now subject to a well-being check because of that review. It's increased from 38,000 to over 42,000 children. Well, I mean, that effectively means that 4,000 children were not subject to a well-being check, that they were kind of missed by the system after the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the details of that. As I understand, these are children that had an interaction with Tuzla and the child protection. They have a child protection notification system, and they've generated a profile of children that had some contact with them where the case has been closed. And I think it's really useful that we actually have, you know, a database at this moment in time where Tuzla is able to generate a report and tell us about the number of children that they have been in contact with.
Yeah, but it's also, is it not concerning that they added 4,000 children for a well-being check that weren't there previous to this review?
Yeah, I just don't know about that. I mean, they provided that statistic very quickly, right? So I don't know the details of why the number increased to a higher figure. Mm-hmm. Was there a glitch in the system, or did they include another group of children in this category for investigation?
You'd like to find out why.
Exactly. I think that's important that we get some sense of why.
I'd love if Tusa could provide that why for us. Drivetime@rte.ie is the simple email. Minister Norma Foley, Minister for Children, was speaking this afternoon at a press conference. She said she'd like to see regular checks, Tanya, during early years education to avoid this kind of thing happening again, children going missing in the system and wellbeing checks not done on them. Can I play you a little clip from that press conference? I might get your reaction.
So, for example, I am currently working on a system where we have almost 96% of all children attend the ECHA, you know, the early learning, those 2 years prior to going to school. And I'd like to see that we might be able to use that information for those children, for example, that are registered, that there would be a sharing of that information. So that would become part of, I suppose, our check-in to ensure that those children are doing okay. And as you would know, that there is currently a legislation review taking place as well. And I am seeking perhaps under that remit, or indeed under another remit, to do something in that space. But indeed, I won't limit it to that. I will look at all other examples as well.
What do you say to that? Would that be helpful?
I mean, I think the minister's reflex is right in that she's obviously thinking broader about how can we prevent children from going missing. And I mean, I think we're all asking ourselves the same questions. There's lots of different systems that children are on. So the minister mentioned the ECHA system. It's pretty good, to be honest, in the way it's managed by the earlier service providers. Children are also on the child benefit system as well. It's probably the best record of children in the country because the Department of Social Protection is keeping them under check. And also the Departments of Education and schools have their own registers as well. And I do think we need a broader discussion about child protection. The whole system currently is predicated on someone working with the child or a family member bringing it to Tusa's attention. But there's lots of things we could be doing to improve and preventing children from disappearing in this way. I do really think every child in the country should be given a PPSN number. In other countries, they actually do that, and they do it even for undocumented children, for this purpose, to make sure children cannot go missing, because if children can go missing in the country, they can be exploited and they can be harmed. Mm-hmm. And so I do think we need a broader review looking at how schools register children. How are they inspected? Are referrals always made to Tusa when the child isn't attending a school? We also need to make sure that the same is happening with the child benefit system, that any issue, because we see a very good example here with Daniel's case where a referral was made. I think we need to look more broadly. Can we make sure that referrals are always made if someone is concerned?
Okay, well, as I say, may Daniel Arabose rest in peace, and our thoughts are very much with his family this evening. Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. Thank you very much indeed.